Harry heard the door of the hall creak open again, and more footsteps. "Headmaster?" It was Snape. Harry kept quite still, listening hard. "The whole of the third floor has been searched. He's not there. And Filch has done the dungeons. Nothing there, either." "And what about the astronomy tower, Professor Trelawney's room, the owlery? All searched." "Very well, Severus. I didn't really expect Black to linger." "Have you any theory as to how he got in, Professor?" asked Snape. Harry raised his head very slightly off his arms to free his other ear. "Many, Severus, each of them as unlikely as the next." Harry opened his eyes a fraction and squinted up to where they stood. Dumbledore's back was to him, but he could see Percy's face, rapt with attention, and Snape's profile, which looked angry. "You remember the conversation we had, Headmaster, just before the start of term?" said Snape, who was barely opening his lips, as though trying to block Percy out of the conversation. "I do, Severus," said Dumbledore, and there was something like warning in his voice. "It seems almost impossible that Black could have entered the school without inside help. I did express my concerns when you appointed—" "I do not believe a single person inside this castle would have helped Black enter it," said Dumbledore, and his tone made it so clear that the subject was closed that Snape didn't reply.